India's e-commerce industry is attracting a flurry of global interest. US retail giant Walmart is understood to be in talks to invest billions of dollars to snap up Bangalore-based Flipkart, the country's homegrown answer to Amazon. Meanwhile, SoftBank is injecting $400 million into India's online retailer Paytm Mall, while China's Alibaba, already an investor, is pumping another $45 million into the company. Sahil Nathani, the managing director of Mumbai-based corporate law firm Economic Laws Practice, says the opportunity for growth in the country's nascent e-commerce industry is enormous.
The story in India is true for e-commerce as it is for the brick-and-mortar business, which is just the story of consumption. You have a billion people, half of whom are aspirational in everything they do, who want better life, better access, better products. And for many large companies, it's a very important market and it's a must-win market.
Investment bank Morgan Stanley forecasts that India's e-commerce sector should grow by 30% a year to reach a gross merchandise value of $200 billion by 2026. Rising internet use as smartphones and data get cheaper are helping drive this trend. Krishna Mehta was the third generation in his family's textiles business in Mumbai, but he realized going online was the way forward when he launched a venture called India Circus to sell his design products in 2012. But it is a tough business, he explains. E-commerce firms go through a lot of cash, and there are many players in India that haven't survived.
Still, every day is a new learning because it's all about targeting, it's all about understanding who's going to buy a product and sort of getting the ads out there to them. So it's not cheap to run an e-commerce business.
Despite the rapid growth of online shopping, Indians are still heavily dependent on brick-and-mortar stores. Morgan Stanley's data shows that online sales only accounted for 2% of retail sales in the country in the financial year to the end of March 2017. But shoppers in India are warming up to buying online.
I am a person who do look at online, but I prefer to choose like after wearing it, after seeing the colors, how does it suit me. So I generally go to the shops to do my shopping.
So if it's groceries or something like that, I do it online. And one more thing online is it's like you get a lot of discounts online.
There's still a way to go for India, Sahil Nathani says.
Companies that got the basic model right have been able to scale up very rapidly. The question that always comes to my mind is how do you make them international e-commerce companies? So the Alibabas and Amazons have yet not emerged in India. And what will it take for us to scale up globally?
The e-commerce story in India is one to watch. For China Radio International, I'm Rebecca Bunsen in Mumbai.